sign, or it's fun? Because it could be fun.
Oh, Commissioner Jorgensen is not here today to do the thought or prayer, Chair.
Correct.
Okay.
So.
We are all set.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to Centerville Planning Commission Agenda, May 13th, 2026. We are missing Commissioner Jorgensen and Commissioner Jenkins, I think.
Correct.
And we are going to proceed with a thought. In the words of Jack Handy, home is where the house is. And a quick legislative prayer. Our Father in heaven, we're grateful to come together as thy servants and to conduct the public's work. We ask for thy blessing and inspiration as we do so. We say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. If you'll stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We are also missing our intrepid legal counselor. But she'll be back next time. So who is going to lead out on number one? Mr. Eggett, take it away.
Appreciate it. So as noted in the packet, this is a consideration for, well, first it's a public hearing item regarding a consideration for a municipal code amendment for video inspection required for stormwater and subsurface water drainage facilities. You can see all the citations. We're amending municipal code as well as, well, I guess I should say general utility code as well as subdivision code. Utility codes are the 9.06 section and 9.07, and then the 15s are the subdivision ordinances, if you're curious. So because there are subdivision ordinances which are land use related being amended here, this is the reason that we are bringing this to the Planning Commission for consideration and review with a public hearing. The reason for that, as you noted, as you look at the subject and kind of start to dig into it, is we are trying to find a more uniform and structured way to assess fees that are somewhat already being assessed, but without the right clarity and structure from a code perspective to justify those behaviors and practices. So we want to make sure that things are streamlined and in alignment and basically consistent, both in the utility code language as well as the subdivision language, so it's very clear to developers that the expectation, what the expectation is, whether it's a site plan or it's subdivision, any type of development, this is the expectation. Further, one of the things that our stormwater staff with the Public Works Department wanted to make sure was clear is this is applicable both to private and public infrastructure camera. So even though if you even have a private infrastructure system that needs to be camered, which all would be in this case, everybody's treated equally. Mm-hmm. So the developer can't say, well, it's a private line. Why do you have to camera and inspect it? Well, we want to inspect it because we don't want brand new homeowners, just like we have a subdivision right now with some private systems that have faulty infrastructure right out the gate, and now they're not draining correctly when it comes to storm drain utility. So it's important that we do that as a protection while we do have bond money and opportunity to do so even with a private system. So that's why it was established that way. And again, the reason for the new sections is there was stuff that was, it's kind of like what we experienced with the landscaping code. There were areas that were like squished that didn't make sense together. And so our legal counsel has taken those out and created brand new sections that are more clear as those sections are established and defined to better make sense. So it's more articulate and more easily able to be provided to developers who may wonder what's going on, why this or why that. It's much easier to have, I would say, shortened language to better point to depending on what the issue is at hand. So that's pretty much the long and short of it. We did provide, obviously, a copy of the updated code. It's a version that Lisa has worked. I think this is probably the third or fourth version of this document that's in your packet. Know that there is a fee schedule amendment document as well that is not necessary for the Planning Commission to review or weigh in, but it is linked directly into this language. So this language creates the bedrock or foundation for then those fees existing. And we did upgrade those fees to be more realistic and matching with how we assess inspections or should be charging for inspection fees of developers when the development comes forward. So were this to proceed at, you know, a future point, whether it's tonight or a future meeting, the fee schedule would move with it to the City Council for consideration as a package of those two items. So just so you know the background there. And with that, the only thing I will note is after we advertised for public hearing, we did receive a document from the South Denver Sewer District on a completely separate item, not related to the video inspections, but still, because it's open and we can consider it, they felt like they wanted to provide some commentary relative to how they assess and supervise stormwater, or excuse me, sewer facilities for their, per their regulations and their directions. So they've suggested with an email I received yesterday afternoon, some language that's tied to 15.05.060D as part of the subdivision code with a little more clarity of who oversees the sewer district and the sewer, or excuse me, the sewer systems and the installation and connection to those, and obviously down the road helps to make sure they're maintained properly. So I did talk to Ms. Hendrickson, which is the person that was noted here as the submitter of this email, and she said it's just sometimes developers, number one, don't know and don't realize that they have jurisdictional oversight over sewer utility. And so the sewer district is continually trying to find opportunities like this to insert that in there, so it's very clear that it's not cities, that there is a separate district that oversees those kind of utilities.
Is everything in Centerville serviced by South Davis?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And that's it. That's what I have to provide. But I'm open for obviously any questions as you see fit to
yep.
move forward.
Anybody have any questions for staff?
So my question is her comment down below that says if the city would prefer not to reference a district by name, do you feel like that's something that we should do, just put sewer district?
I talked to the city attorney about it. She felt comfortable with the language that was provided by
okay.
the sewer district
in yeah.
the paragraph.
I just wanted to make sure.
As noted, we do reference when we talk about the fire department, there are some references in code to the South Davis Fire District.
Okay.
So, I mean, Lisa felt comfortable with what was being requested here.
Okay. Good
perspective.
Yeah, and I had no qualms. I was wondering about the language about installing sewer mains to make sure that the developers understood that it was their obligation and would not rise larger than what would be necessary to service their subdivision. But that's taken care of by other portions of the statute and law, so I'm very comfortable with this.
Oh, right. I will also will note, just to catch up, she did originally say that they might attend the meeting. I talked to her on the phone, and she said that after talking on the phone and meeting with the actual general manager, that they would not attend, and they felt comfortable with legal and planning commission.
Yeah. Okay, so any further questions for staff?
Mason, you'd mentioned that the fee schedule would go with this to the city council.
Yeah.
Should we be seeing that?
No, because the fee schedule is only subject to the review of the
city council.
And that was a very clear, distinct separation that the city attorney established with the submittal of this document.
Okay, I will proceed to the public hearing phase. I'll open this up for public hearing. I'll note that for the record, we've received public comment from South Davis Sewer District. And I'll invite anybody to come to the podium. And since nobody's here, I'm gonna close the public hearing and I'm gonna take it back to the commission for discussion and or a vote. What are you guys' thoughts?
I have just a little bit of a question on section 3. Under adoption. Okay, so A right there. So for me, I wanted to, everything makes sense and it was really, really clear. But would this pertain to me if I wanted to like add something to my home? Or I mean, is that what that means?
It comes back to significant development again. This is kind of like the landscaping discussion we had, right?
Mm-hmm.
If there's a new development of a property or a significant redevelopment of a property, that would be evaluated at that point.
Significant
being probably 50% or more of your home is being improved to where there could be a reevaluation of stormwater. But even then, utility or home properties have already established curb gutter system that go into a storm drain. So as a resident, you likely would not have to do that. But if like a site plan area was developed significantly enough, there might be a reevaluation of the stormwater and the stormwater basin to make sure that it's meeting the size and the dimensions necessary to retain whatever new volume of water they may be creating by their amendment to their site.
So then, do we have that listed somewhere that significantly means like 50% or more?
Well, I guess on a residential property, that was the discussion that was, I'm using that discussion as the basis for it when it comes to a residential single family. But even in that scenario, as I think about it, it's really not even a relevant comment because, again, your system is provided, its storm drainage is provided by the curb gutter system that goes into the, what you call it, the open...
storm sewer.
Yeah, the storm sewer grate, and then goes down to the pipe anyway. So in, like, your home situation, it's irrelevant. And if someone were to do, like, a multifamily improvement amendment or a commercial or an industrial site plan improvement, we would look at it all anyway as a new review at that point. So I retract my comment about the substantial improvement because the storm utility on single-family dwelling is conveyed differently than it would be on a commercial or an industrial site. Yeah.
Thank you. Literally, that was my only question. I like what she's changed in her verbiage. I think it's clear. It's clear to me, and I understood it. And I think she did a great job.
I do too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. This is perhaps a more of a remedial clarification on my end, but whenever we're referencing the video inspection, we specifically say whether public or private. I just want to confirm, somewhere in the code, have we defined what we mean by public versus private in this case? Is that even necessary to do in
this
case?
It's defined in other ways through subdivision ordinance, like a plan development overlay talks about how certain utilities can be established as private if accepted by the city council and through the proper approval process. So in most cases, private won't be established unless it is in a situation like that. You might have a private line, like we have a situation where maybe camera could have fixed it, maybe not, but we had a developer do some installation of a stormwater system that actually had a reverse grade and has created a problem on the site. And we're not quite sure what exactly happened. We are actually in the process, ironically, of doing a site plan amendment, which would correct that issue. But some of those systems can be established as private. So it's usually more defined in some of the other codes and references. I might be able to, in a minute, do some quick definitional search for private and public, but I don't think there is a definition that's established by land use code or subdivision code. It's more clarified with the land use processes that establish and clarify what kind of utilities could be installed with that process. That's why I brought up a PDO, because it's the most relevant one. Maybe even in a PUD situation, you might have some private utility as well that would be allowed by the city.
Okay. Okay, any further questions or discussion points? Okay, I will make a motion. Let's see. We have suggested motions. I will make a motion that we forward a positive recommendation to the City Council in support of the proposed municipal amendments as contained in the staff report, along with one additional modification, so that under on page six, well, how do you want to do this? Let's do in 15.05.060 sub D that whole section be stricken and replaced with the following, and it's going to be verbatim from the email.
Okay,
sewer. The subdivider shall comply with all South Davis Sewer District requirements for connection to the public sanitary sewer and shall install sewer mains and extend laterals from the sewer main to each lot within the subdivision at the subdivider's expense. That's my motion.
I'll second.
And for the reasons that this would serve the public health, safety, and welfare. There we go. Nice catch, all. I have a first and a second. Any further discussion on the motion? Okay, I will start down here with Commissioner Mendenhall.
Aye.
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 And that's unanimous. That's forwarded with a positive recommendation.
Great. Thank
you. Who's on number two?
That would be me as well. And this one, I'm not sure how you want to proceed where you're down two members, but let's talk about
it. The rule is the nose goes.
There you go. So.
No, that's not the rule.
It's the rule.
It's the last one to touch your nose.
Hey, man.
per Centerville Zoning Code 12.20.050C, it outlines that the Planning Commission chairperson and vice chairperson should be elected. Technically, if you read the code, it says every year.
Yeah.
That is a practice that hopefully we can correct in the near future. But we talked about this, maybe 3 meetings ago. And the copy of that zoning code has been provided in your packet along with just the General Planning Commission. If you're curious, I know I sent it a couple weeks ago through an email as well separately, but if you're curious, some interesting things in there. But regardless, the intent is to focus on this 12.20.050C. And so, yeah, the recommendation would be for, I guess, you as a Planning Commission to discuss if you'd like to proceed with that, given that there's 2 individuals who are not present tonight that are part of your Planning Commission. I will note that one of those individuals will have a rotation assignment that the mayor can decide what to do with. And I think it's about 3 months or so. So just take that into account. But that being said, when I have seen these in the past, and maybe the chair can correct me on this, nominations are provided and then nominations are closed and then there's some discussion if necessary and then elections are held. So with that, I would defer to however Chair Kerr would like to proceed, and yeah, I'll assist as necessary if questions arise. So thank you.
I say we just vote and get it over with. You guys have any qualms about leaving Lane and Amanda out?
No.
Yeah. Okay. So I will accept nominations at this time.
I nominate you. Mason, you know I do.
I have a nomination from Larray for Mason. Any other nominations? This is for chair, by the way.
This is for chair.
Yeah. And I really, really want someone else to take the job.
I know you do, but we really, really, really want you to finish out 2026.
I'll do one more year, but after that, you guys have to start picking up the...
Based on that last comment, I think we can close nominations.
Yeah. Hearing no further nominations. Generally, we do this, if I remember right, when Corey did this, it was anonymous, where we did little psh, and then psh, and then...
I've seen it both ways.
Lisa would read them. I don't know if we have bylaws that dictate that.
They don't. They're not that clear.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
I've seen secret ballot, and I've seen formal verbal ballot, and I've even seen 2 or 3 people
here's,
get nominated.
Here's what we're going to do. Since it's unopposed...
Yeah. I was going to say, Mason, you were the only one nominated.
Well, let's just go down the line for an aye or a nay. Yeah. I'll start down here.
Aye.
Aye.
Nay.
Aye.
Aye.
I told
Mason.
The chair.
But, just 2026.
Yeah, we'll see. But I said that last year.
Oh, did you?
I know, but what I meant last year was 25 to 26. So I just mean complete.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Of course. Yeah, it's the camel's nose in the tent.
Yes.
The famous slippery slope.
Yes.
Right. We're already halfway through the year, right?
Thank you.
By small and devious means.
Yeah.
All right. I am now going to take nominations for vice chair.
I will nominate Larray Patterson.
Okay, I have a nomination
to continue to serve as
Patterson.
Sure.
To continue her services.
Yeah, I agree.
I can continue.
Do you want to?
Absolutely.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
Yeah, but that means you're probably in line to be chair leader.
It means no such thing, Camel.
I don't know. I've seen what happens. As soon as I get hit by a bus, these guys are going to be like, oh, you're the chair now.
Yeah, yeah. There you are.
So I have a nomination for vice chair.
I'd be happy to.
I am going to take votes starting down here, Commissioner Mendenhall.
Aye.
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 Oh, you should have said nay.
No way, man.
And that passes.
It's all in.
I love serving with you.
So we then now have, we're official.
Yep.
We're no longer interim or
yep.
Whatever.
Not overstayed
or floating.
Welcomes.
It's now official for another year. Yeah. As of 5/13.
No, yeah,
did we vote in a race?
Oh, geez. If only. I'm pretty sure we don't have budgetary.
Let's not go there.
So here's what we're going to do. So we're in our positions until January, and we're just going to pick up and finish out, and then in January we'll do this the right way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was item number 2. On to item number 3.
Yeah, staff report. So just a to let the Planning Commission know on May 27th, we will be having a conditional use permit for a new business in the city. And so that will be a good business. That's all I can say right now. We'll provide more information once officially in the packet. But and then we have a site plan amendment potentially by a property business who's looking to install a small like garage outbuilding, maybe.
I don't think that they'll be ready.
They might not be ready by then. Okay. So we might just have the one item that night. Sydney will not be joining us. She'll be out of town. And we'll have Jennifer covering base for her.
I hope it's fun.
It is. It is. Cool. I'm going to Colorado.
All right.
And then the only other thing I have to note is the council's still deliberating on budget. So if you're curious to see where things are going, maybe pay attention Tuesday night or watch the recording. Could be interesting. So the last one went until, the last time we had a meeting, it went until, what was it, 10:30, 10:45, I think, right? Is that what I told you?
Yeah.
So. Still early.
Can you catch us up? What else is in their kind of backlog with land use decisions we've sent them? So
as far as, like, things we've talked about?
Yeah, like, what? Where's the general plan at? Should we save that for another day?
I can explain where that's at in a very short summary based on what I perceived. It's currently in a posture where they've discussed it one time. They had the presentation by Mr. Hupp, and they've decided to kind of put it on the side a little bit because the budget has become so in the forefront of everything that they're talking about right now. But it does come up occasionally during each of the meetings. The current discussion is to have a brief debate, or I guess debate's the wrong term, but establishment of dates for work session for the Planning Commission to get together and work through, just like they did with the budget, work through their concerns and challenges. Some council members want to go and do it kind of section by section in each work session discussion, like was even requested of the Planning Commission. Others are kind of like, can we just review it in blocks? And so I don't even know that that's been clearly vetted. That's what I think setting up a date and having a work session would establish is, well, it's going to be the process, and then we can start working through it. But I do know that the budget discussion and some of the differences of opinion from the five distinct council member viewpoints are taking some time and deliberation.
Okay, so fair enough.
That's the best way to explain it.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on to number D. Well, number D. Minutes. I guess you want me.
You're just tired tonight. You're good. You got this.
That's no good excuse. Moving on to the minutes from the April 22nd meeting. Any corrections, my friends? Hearing none, I'll accept a motion.
We weren't here.
Correct. Technically, that doesn't matter.
I mean, I did read the notes.
Yeah.
Well, I did too, but yeah.
I move that the minutes of the Planning Commission meeting of April 22nd, 2026 be approved.
Okay, I have a motion.
I'll second.
And I have a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Negative. I will accept the motion to close.
I will make a motion to close.
I have a motion on the table to close. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, we are adjourned. Bing, bang, boom.
Yeah.
Lisa.